Known felon Teresa Giudice gives out advice for paying bills. It's the Real Housewives of New Jersey. We're talking season 7, episode 8. All bets are off, and we're coming at you right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another panel for the Real Housewives of New Jersey. And we're here talking about the ladies. Of course, I'm your host, Grant Rutter, Grants underscore underscore rants on Twitter. And tonight, joining me.
Hi, it's Megan Stecker, and you guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker.
Hi, it's Annabelle, and you can find me at Adderall and Compliments.
And we'll give a shout out to Fern, who is battling a cold, and we wish you well with your recovery.
Feel better, Fern.
Yeah. We miss having another panel. So let's talk about the show. All right, what can we say? Melissa is upset. We open up the show with Melissa. There's a botched order or something came in that she didn't approve. And then she's going to FaceTime her partner in the business. I've had a problem with this partner all along. I don't understand what this partner is celebrating.
The knockoff Betsy Johnson?
Yes.
Yeah, the discount version. Face full of makeup on vacation, and we saw in the past episodes that she wanted Melissa to be a little more open-minded to what other women might want to wear. I don't think this woman has much fashion advice, like much fashion herself to be giving out advice.
Correct. Like the Tammy Faye-Baker makeup, I don't know, like what, and wearing like romping around in a tutu in previous scenes. Like, I don't understand what makes her the expert, but. This lady might as well be from Central Casting because
yes, you know, I wrote fire her. Like, Melissa, you don't even need her. Like, you're doing the business yourself. Like, you've got that other manager in the store. You know what I mean? Like
the mouth breather,
manager. Yeah. So it's like just. it's just like, I don't understand what you need this girl in who clearly doesn't have any fashion advice, sitting on a beach, berating you for, you know, why you should be ordering these other ugly clothes that you don't even like in your own store. Get rid of her.
Yeah, the FaceTime was just her. She's wearing, like, bright, like, neon pink lipstick, like, a strand of, like, a cheap pearl necklace and, like, not the good kind that you want to get on, like, fun vacation with your boyfriend. Like, a cheap pearl necklace and, like, blue, like, bright blue electric eyeshadow. Like, she's, like, Mimi, the secretary on, like, the Drew Carey show. It was, like, insane. And she just looks like your drunk aunt who would, like, be FaceTiming you from, like, Atlantic City. Like, hey.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
She's, like, let's be real. She's clearly, like, in Florida. Like, you know, she wouldn't go that far, 100%. You know.
Where
it's like
else?
February, she's like.
Yes, where the hell else would people from New Jersey go on vacation during the winter? Florida.
Yep. Where is grosser than New Jersey? Where is there trashier people than New Jersey? Florida. And I can say that because I am from Florida, and I truly believe that state should be like Lorena Bobbitted from our country.
There you go.
So I'm allowed to say that.
You have
Floridian
with the stamp of approval on
yes.
There you go.
You know what she needs? What's her face? What's the knockoff?
I don't even know her. I'm sorry. They said it at the beginning of the show.
You know what she needs? She needs the BeautyCon box.
Yes.
Wonderful transition.
I have one sitting right here, folks. Oh, it's so pretty inside, though. It's pink inside. Ooh. There's some pretty, pretty paper. So what this is a subscription box that is delivered to your door each season. Each box is going to be curated by your favorite beauty gurus. So I think that's what's going to make this one stand out for maybe some of those other boxes you may have heard about or seen. Mm-hmm. This is a huge deal. It's over $150 worth of product for only $30. And on top of that being such a great deal, you're going to save $20 if you sign up for the annual payment plan. With this seasonal one, you're going to have to pay each month for that box and then shipping costs. But with the annual plan, you just pay up front and you'll get $20 off. Grant, what are you pulling out, doll? We've got some Redken sea salt spray.
I'm showing it off.
I love that. That gives me like beachy waves like I have tonight.
This is always good. Cleansing oil for the skin.
I feel like cleansing oil is like the hot shit for your face right now.
Yeah.
Good stuff. some Smashbox shading powder. Oh, I've used this before. Love. Ooh. Love, love. What else do we have? Ooh. Okay. Better Than Sex Mascara from Too Faced. And it's waterproof.
I wonder if Joe,
good for the pool time.
I wonder if Joe Gorga would agree that that is better than sex.
Well, we have an even more exciting deal for you guys. If you check out beautycon.com/box to sign up, you can use the code BOXBUZZ for 20% off of the subscription. So on top of, if you get the annual payment plan, you'll get $20 off. You can also get 20% off using the code BOXBUZZ at beautycon.com/box.
Nice.
That's such a good price.
They fit, really? They fit a lot in here, honestly. I know. I mean, I'm looking
and
at
that's
it
even
now.
A price like Jacqueline could afford.
Good one.
Love it.
I have such a bad laugh on it. Smack myself.
Well, thank you for that word.
I have a baby welcome. Stripper voice. Nobody's like been like, oh, that laugh's the worst part of the show. Not by a mile.
Oh, my God.
Well, Gia and Joe had a moment, and Joe just seems like he hasn't changed. Joe hasn't changed. He's
no,
the typical.
He's
like,
a mess. He's yeah. full drunk as a skunk on camera. Like, I don't think we've ever seen it this
yeah.
bad.
The he's one, got that red face right. look. Yep.
The one scene I do remember that I was worried about his drunken behavior was that time he tried to do like a flip on the kids' gymnastics mat and knocked his tooth ooh, out yeah. on camera. But like, this was him using such foul language with the daughters and yeah. Teresa that I was like, what? Mm-hmm. It was beyond.
Well, Gia finally had enough. She said, yeah. well, you have no say. You'll be gone in a month. Shut up. And so Joe said that he'll be more powerful in jail.
Yes.
Yeah, he's going to be drunk off toilet wine. Like that's...
I can totally see him brewing wine in his toilet in his cell, for sure.
Lord.
Who's going to shave his back in jail?
That's such a good question. He's got 3 years, and he's going to find someone.
God.
That's a concern.
Maybe it could be Apollo. They're at the same jail. Did you know that?
Yes. They're both in Max.
Oh, really?
They were. I don't know if they're currently in Max, but they both were in Max because it was a security
because they were, like,
issue.
Known people.
That is a way yeah. better Bravo show than any Below Deck episode. We need to get cameras in there.
Yes,
if we
I
can
agree.
Get cameras in, like, isn't it, like, there's, like, Inside Lockup? Or aren't those, like, aren't there
yes.
a bunch of jail yeah. shows that, like,
yes.
you can get A&E. Cameras in?
Yeah, to 60 days in.
Like, Lockup. Why can't Bravo get cameras in there?
I know.
I need an, like, Apollo, Joe.
It would be way better than this show.
Ugh. Well, yeah, let's just say it. I mean, people have agreed with us. Last week's comments was the same. It was, like, a boring episode. It was, like, it's mm-hmm. hard. This season is just hard. Very little has happened if you boil down to what we can give the cliff notes, and we're eight episodes in.
Seriously, what
Teresa left
happened?
Prison. Teresa
this
left prison.
Is
that's
Beverly
about
Hills
it.
All over again for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's the season of Munchausen. It's just yeah. like, yeah. Like...
Well, later in the scene, Teresa and Joe have a moment where they try to repair their image on camera and like, oh, you just look so beautiful. Oh, you know, we were so glad to be together and all that. And then, they have a moment where they talk about bills, and Joe then flips and he says, "Can't wait to leave. Only then I'll miss my kids." So much for that repairing.
Particularly
scene.
Scarred by the other words to use were, "Duh, that's why you'll never survive. I'll smack your head up against the wall. Shut the fuck up, you and your stupid mother." I can't, like...
What a respectful, loving husband.
And these women put up with this?
It was disgusting.
Yeah. And then you've got Dolores going, "Culturally, Teresa will never divorce him. She loves him forever." And it's like, well, then you get what you pay for in life.
You Dolores.
Know, you know.
Dolores, if you're going to co-sign on that,
it's
I
like,
hate
in
to
our
see
culture,
your
we don't get divorced. It's like, you... Great. Like, great example to set for your daughters, because you have daughters,
yeah.
of, like, what they should aspire to
exactly.
marry. Like, that was disgusting. I love that at one point Joe said, you know, there's a lot of women out there who want me, but I only want you. This was at the beginning when he was, like, being nice before he flipped about the bills. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, there's a lot of women out there who want you? Are you talking about, like, besides the ones who are single mothers at the strip club that you're paying? Like...
Yeah.
What women out there want you who you aren't paying by the hour, Joe? No one. No one with eyes.
That is just so tacky to be running, "Oh, I can have anyone. Oh, women love me. Women, who wouldn't want to be with me?" That is
everyone.
Just such a turn off. No, neither of you, you know, heterosexual ladies, not at all, wouldn't touch Joe if you just saw him walking down the street. You didn't know who he was. Would you be interested in Juicy Joe?
Not at all.
Yeah,
unless, like, my car was broken down, I'd be like, "Oh, finally, the tow truck is here."
Yeah. Yes. No, I'm pretty repulsed.
Yeah.
Listen, right. Joe, you're no Frankie. Nobody wants you.
Well, then, Teresa, as usual, there's always an excuse. Always an excuse. That's not really him speaking. He's really going through a lot. Like, that's not really his voice. And it's like...
It's just the alcohol.
Yeah. Blame it on more alcohol on the show. Anyway, yeah, Joe, it's...
Wait, that Jamie Foxx song was running through my head.
Yeah.
Blame it on the alcohol. Then there was... Sorry for everyone listening. No, I'm really sorry.
Like, when you said that, I was like, wait, who did that?
Oh, you know? Yeah. Then there was this other... Equally awful, yet this was a completely scripted scene at Melissa's house with kids crawling on countertops, baking, and then Melissa has a deadline she's going to miss if she doesn't submit it right away. So then she has to ask Joe for help around the house. And of course, I said, well, this asshole isn't going to say yes. So then he goes, oh, I'm not doing anything. I'm not cooking anything. It was the usual, the usual, the usual.
I wrote down, instead of what really happened in the scene, I wrote down, male chauvinist pig bullshit.
Yeah.
I would like
it's
to
fake.
Quote.
It's fake. The scene is fake.
Yeah,
fake.
It's like the producer has told all the kids, like, hey, you'll get a lollipop every time you climb on the right. counter. Yeah. It was insane. And Joe is acting like a Guido version of Jim Bellino, like with his misogynistic bullshit. And I love that what he's being asked to do is the most simple thing that, like, every mother does every day and gets, like, no credit for it, where she's just like, can you put the, like, chicken nuggets in the oven? He's like, what? What am I supposed to do? He's like, I go to work. I don't ask people for help. You know, figure it out yourself. And I'm like, I literally can't picture you being in charge of anything at your job. Yeah, I still don't know what you do. Nobody does. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I cannot believe, like, what a piece of shit he is and how lazy he is. Yes. And it's like, I get she has, like, the fake deadline. How many deadlines do, like, independent boutiques that you run yourself,
yeah,
you're giving, is it your own deadline? Like, who's in charge of you? I thought you were the boss.
Yeah, it's not like you're like a corporation above you.
I have to get my deadline in. My PowerPoint's due, Joe. Like,
I'm just disgusted by it because it's such a fake storyline and
it's obviously
Joe,
fake.
Yeah, and Joe keeps pushing it and pushing it and being a bigger asshole. And I'm like, you guys really want this to be your storyline? Like, this is really something you signed
up
on?
Well, I get pissy about this because I just think it's really just an insult to the viewers at this point.
So
like,
if you
don't have anything going on, then don't record them. Go and do something else. Go add someone else to the cast because God knows it needs it.
If we see one more kid scene, I mean, it's like, I didn't watch Welcome to the Motherhood for a reason.
Yeah, I have no interest in anything like that.
This show, I would say, is 70% filler kid scenes, which they think is hilarious. And it's like, I get they have kids. I get we have to show them. But it's just like, I understand we can't all be lucky enough to be Bethany Frankel and have Bryn off camera. That would be my dream to have all the housewives like that, except for Frankie. But it's just like, we have the stereotypical, like, teaching the kid how to draw, like...
These usual, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If not kid climbing phone, on the counter, kid draw, like, doing the kid's hair. And it's like, this is nothing. We have that, God, the poor dogs in this show. At least Boo got out, you know, may he rest in peace. Yeah. But...
R.I.P. You did skip over that, Grant.
Yeah, I did, because it's like, look, I don't... We have to open up with a dead dog
story. When a dog dying is the most... I'm not going to use the word exciting, but that's the most dramatic thing that's happened in 8 episodes. That's insane. And then that poor dog who, you know, wishes he were Boo, Teresa's, the white dog that they had, like, the pink
stripe down, yeah.
I don't agree with that. Because no dog is asking to get that done. Like, I don't agree with that. That's so... Her trying to appease those daughters. Yeah, no, I know.
Like, why...
I have no words.
Did they wait 6 years or however long Dolores has been... around this taping to let her in now, and she has no storyline. Like, why did you let her in? Were you guys that desperate? Like,
you could have... Because Andy Cohen saw Frankie, and he's like, cast!
And she's in.
Done.
She's not going to bring anything either.
Thanks
she's not
the Jersey
gonna...
gods for our Frankie, but...
Yeah, she's not
that's literally
anything.
The only thing that's coming this season, and I adore Ziggy. I love her energy, but still, there's nothing besides her being... trying to be a life coach to everybody. I don't mean that in a bad way, where she genuinely, I think she's the most genuine housewife out of most of the franchises we've seen. I think she's a genuinely good person, but there's still nothing.
Yeah.
And she wants to help, but there's nothing to do.
Yeah.
Right. Whatsoever.
Well, I know. And Rosie, for those of you who love Rosie, she's coming in hot. She's coming in
hot.
She's coming in with this anger because she's upset. She has to see Joe. Like, this is like some... All right, here we go.
She's another one that loves putting it on for the cameras. Like, Joe Gorga style.
Yeah, she's an Eeyore version of Rosie O'Donnell. Like, she's so She's so sad and like melancholy all the time. Like, oh, I'm not feeling good. Oh, Joe. Oh, like with her fucking like Nathan Lane haircut. She's just so sad. It's like she's not bringing anything. Listen, lesbians are normally funny. Like she's not bringing any Ellen lightness to this situation
whatsoever.
She
used to be a lot of fun. She used to be more positive. Yeah. Where she comes in there and she's like, where is he? Where is he? And it's like, he's not even there yet. He relax, and then if he's not there, she's out.
Yeah,
like,
she's playing the poker.
Up. I was like, whoa, she's really gonna.
Like, I bet she's gonna flip the poker table. He was really on the phone. She's like, he's not coming. She collects like all her chips in her car. She's like, I'm out.
She's way out of
that. That e-cigarette was everything for me. Like, I do shades love of Alison Dubois.
I was going to say, yes.
Of Alison Dubois. I loved it.
It was the saddest poker scene I've ever seen. Like, why don't we just look at that painting of dogs playing poker? There's as much energy going on there.
Oh,
it was
so
sad. Yes. She storms out. And then 2 seconds later, she's like, all right, I'm back. You guys wanted me back. And it's like, no.
I'm telling you, she loves drumming it up for the cameras. I think she did it on purpose and thought we wouldn't see her through her thinly veiled, what should I call it, tantrum?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, then the thing that gets me the most is, did you catch, they had to have the flashback of her saying that we're not in high school anymore. And they used that twice in under 5 minutes. Like, we really don't need the flashback to begin with, because it was only, at this point, it was 6 episodes ago that we saw that. So it's like it's not like this is from, like, 2011 or something. Like, we're up on the relationships, you know? And then to have to just be reminded of the same soundbite, like, just show some B-roll if you're short, you know?
They're scraping the barrel so hard to fill the hour.
Yeah, that was like, to me, it's just kind of like, look, and I mean, I'm a fan of these shows, but like this show, it's just not a good look. It's just, I don't know who's produced. I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't want to be, I really
was
don't
Boo
be
in
negative,
charge of
but.
Producing? Like, what has happened up to these episodes? We hope the episodes get better. And I realize people are like, we want people who like the show. And it's like, nobody loves Bravo more than us.
Oh, exactly. No, I've covered this show for so long. I've celebrated it.
There's nothing.
I mean, yeah, I'm trying.
Other than Frankie, hey.
Real, I mean, if we're going to do so many filler scenes, why don't we just put the camera on him?
Yes,
why so many younger kid scenes?
Look, he is an aspiring actor. Actually, he's been a working actor. So throw the kid on camera. He's extremely good looking.
Yeah, put him on a countertop. I'd love to see that. I'd love to see him crawling around.
Yes.
Well,
But P.S. Yes, wait, P.S. How long until Frankie is turning 18? Because someone
I need to find some delightful person. I need to like give her credit.
Yes.
She sent me
a
countdown till Frankie turns 18. I need to find it. But yes, it is.
Look at the group text.
It's very soon.
Yeah. And Frankie was kind enough to tweet some hearts to you, right?
You're on his radar.
Oh, my God. I almost drove off the road. Not like I'm looking at my phone while I'm driving, obviously, but
we also had Albie Manzo in studio Friday. So if anyone missed that, you guys can check that out on under Spotlight on Albie Manzo on YouTube or iTunes. But we told him what we thought Frankie was a hot number. And he's like, well, I'm sure Frankie would come out here. So we're looking forward to trying to get Frankie out here for the after show.
Please.
If I was on these shows, I'd be doing all that press. Why not?
Like, I know.
You know? But anyway, speaking of Frankie.
I don't have it on my phone.
Okay. We'll find
his mother is still redoing that house. And Teresa comes in 2 fur coats, as you pointed out, Annabelle, while watching.
Double fur. It's like, I get I'm vegetarian. I don't push that on anybody else. But it's like, if you are going to murder an animal, why do you make it look so tacky? I mean, the purple fur looks like she skinned Grimace. Like, it was the worst fur I've ever seen in my life. And then she takes that off and then is wearing another fur under it. Equally as bad.
Yeah,
it's just
not a good look.
Oh,
well, she comes in, she goes, oh, it's all re-renovated in here. And it's like, they literally like putting down tile, like re-renovated. I've never heard of such a thing.
That's a malapropism from New Jersey.
Real Housewives of New Jersey, it's like its own urban dictionary. They have their own.
Why am I surprised?
Yes.
But
and they all understand each other. When anything is misspoken, they all understand each other. There's no questioning. There's no correcting.
It's a weird, like, Franklin Lakes Mall, like,
Yes.
Rosetta Stone mm-hmm. that only they understand. But it's like, yeah, that mm-hmm. kitchen looked equally as bad as like Jules is in with the Hamptons. Oh, the only thing it was missing was an indoor pool off the side of the kitchen island. But that's basically what shape both kitchens were in. Yeah. It was insane.
I feel bad for her because she did get bamboozled. And the ex-husband did not give her the kitchen of her dreams. I will tell you what, those gray tiles and repainting the old cabinets is not what she had in mind.
No.
But at least she's getting gray and white everywhere.
She's getting her color scheme. That's about it. Yeah. Well, you know, so Siggy's there. We love Siggy. Big personality. Teresa's bringing in two furs. Dolores is there. And the women sit down and talk about bills.
We were cleaning out Dolores's purse.
Yep.
It was legit a scene.
There was a Val pack in the room.
I mean, it was there like, was, it looked like some scrap of paper. I was like, are we cleaning out a junk drawer? What is this?
Yes. They talked about bills, and then Dolores let us know that her ex-husband has a genius IQ. His IQ is genius, so she trusts him to pay her bills.
I cannot.
Then Teresa said, I'm going to let all my daughters know how to pay their bills so they don't run into the trouble that I had.
Yeah. Well, when she had the nerve to say, honey, wake up, honey, or whatever, to Dolores.
Oh, I was
whenever she throws honey in, she is not being nice. She uses honey a lot with Melissa. So
yeah, and telling someone to wake up when this one was asleep at the wheel signing papers like this. I mean, really? I love when Teresa gives advice. I do. That I will give her a nod to. So Teresa and Gia go out to a sushi dinner, and perhaps, you know, like, I feel like Brianna on OC Housewives is the only real human on the actual show.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to think that Gia is really the only real human in that whole family / New Jersey. Like, she sits there and actually, like, she sees it. She calls BS on it. She looks at her parents and think, you're both idiots. Like, I love her.
Yeah, she's like the Jim Halpert of the show, where she just, like, I feel like if she could, she would just, like, look at the camera and be like, oh, God. You know?
I agree. So she's like, yeah, no, he just needs to go. He needs to go to prison. Like, please. Like, I will drive him there myself. Like, he needs to realize what he has. And which is kind of sad because, like, he, like, again, they both agreed that he has, like, a tremendous drinking problem, which they've kind of always skirted the issue. We've seen it. You alluded mm-hmm. to it earlier with the gymnastics thing. But, like, this is the first time they're like, yeah, no, he's got a bad drinking problem. He needs to go away.
I mean, he got a DUI years ago, so it's kind of like, it's been on our radar, but because they are always in denial about everything, mm-hmm. the fact that they're admitting it, I'm like,
yeah.
This is actually
Teresa
news.
Said that he drinks and makes bad decisions. No, she never paints a negative light on that husband, so I was surprised. He must really be effing up.
Yeah, I mean, God knows what's going on for her to cry during an interview, because she usually holds it in.
Mm-hmm.
Full of denial. Okay, I found the tweet.
Oh, thank God.
So thank you, Sabrina. I'm not sure how to say the last name. Gyorgis? Gyorgis? I'm so sorry for messing up your name. It is. So it's at Sabrina, Sabrina, Gewargis. So that way you'll be able to see her birthday countdown for Frankie.
Yes.
Which is, at this point, less than 39 days away.
Woohoo!
Frankie! And so Frankie got excited and retweeted, said thank you.
That's nice.
With some heart.
Thank you for
the countdown with 4 hearts!
My God! Because I cannot, you know, thank you for the countdown, because I don't think I'd survive in camp. So I appreciate her looking out for me.
I am contacting his manager and getting him in here for us.
For a casting
couch
situation.
Dirty old ladies. In 30 days. In 30 days, he'll be legal, so we'll be fine.
So Teresa's daughters have Adriana and Melania have a lousy fight. Like, there's a lot of anger in that house. They're very used to the fighting. You can tell it's like all too comfortable for them just to be like upset.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, you're looking at me like,
no, it needs to be
like,
no, that entire house needs to be saged.
Oh, definitely
insane.
Like, I believe I just did that, you know. I really believe in all that. Yeah,
you need to, especially because you just moved into a new place.
Yes, I staged my old place before I left with all the furniture, clothing included, so I wouldn't take that energy with me. And then did the new space too.
Yeah,
sage doesn't have the best smell, and it wasn't all like dried out, but it worked.
Yeah, I can't imagine Joe smells like, I imagine him smelling like sweat and like pastrami. That so, yeah, couch, they need to get
that, like, brown couch he, like, lives on.
Oh, oh yeah.
They need, like, from when Chu checked in, that was, like, when he, like, where he, like, slept and, like, made phone calls and did business. Yeah, they need to get rid of that.
I felt like we also saw a giant room that I had never seen before. When we did that, it was such a weird camera angle because it was, like, there was, like, a sky cam, like, going across, like, a weird landscape shot. But it was of a giant, it almost looks like a ballroom, but they had of course, it was all brown. That's literally the color palette is just brown, like different shades of like Teresa's spray and tan. It was like what the designer went off of.
Yeah.
But it was just like a giant ballroom with like a piano and like.
Isn't that the formal living room off of the front door where they were like taking Christmas pictures in front of the Christmas tree for people? So.
And I think I remember when she first had her like housewarming party and she had like all the light, they installed like professional lights and like this was like her. I remember them having that room. It was like it was all literally like strobe lights in there. I was like, wow, what a terrible choice for a classic ballroom. But, you know. Well.
Yeah, it looks like Marie Antoinette went, like, to Jersey. Like, it's so elaborate. They should have had that book release party there because where they... You were commenting where they had
it. I am furious over the location.
I felt like I was buried in a coffin. The ceilings were so low. I was so claustrophobic.
I wrote launch party in a basement after paying bills. After paying the bills.
It was definitely in the city somewhere.
Yeah, well, Joe had to climb up that staircase when some very classy friend of his decided that he was going to attend the party. And he had to walk up, like, this, you know, a full staircase to get out of the basement, some New York basement for a book party. And, you know, the book manager or whoever, well, I should ask Fran if she was here, but whoever was, like, at the mic, you know, like, representing.
Her publisher.
Oh, her publisher. Okay.
Representative from the publishing.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't have had it. She kept saying we. And if I felt like Teresa was about to be like, I wrote the book. Oh. I'm at number two.
Yeah,
didn't write that book. I know, but that woman kept saying we, and I'm like, let her have her moment. Jesus.
That's true. But the whole thing was kind of sad because it wasn't like, you've got a room full of people that you can't see because you're not elevated.
Right.
They're all about like 4 inches from the ceiling. Like, you know, it's just really bad.
That publisher did her dirty with that location.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, then they say, well, it's a number two bestseller. You'd think it'd be a little bit more.
Yeah. I love that they said it was number two and they're like, the Pope's number four. You beat the Pope. And I was like, of course, that's what we live in, is where Teresa beat the Pope.
The Italian Catholics were thrilled to be beating the Pope.
I was trying to figure out what was number one. Perhaps someone will know and leave a comment below, but I'm dying to know what the number one
bestseller I hope was. It's like Dog with a Blog came out with a book, because that Teresa's number two.
Jiffy
like
the Pom.
Fat Jewish.
Yeah, like, I wanted Jiffy the Pom.
Yeah, the Fat Jewish is book or something.
Yeah, I really want to know. Not because I'm trying to tear her down, like, hey, number two is number two, but I'm just curious to know what was on that list. Joe's friend, Chris C.
This was the best thing I've seen all season, by the way.
That's pretty sad. But yes, in case, like, you know, they usually say, like, you know, friend of, or, you know, like owner. This was what? Chris C.
Convicted felon. That's the best title all year.
Yes. Who wouldn't want that on their national TV debut? Well, so Joe's friend is he's a 12-year-old son that Joe didn't know that he could invite because it's like, it's for whatever reason, it's an adults-only party in the basement. I mean, for whatever reason. So Teresa can't be near a felon because she is indeed one herself.
I have a question. When Joe is released from prison, will they still be allowed to be married? Because there'll be two felons hanging out in the same place.
Oh, God. Oh, that's a good idea. Good question.
I mean, it's a legit question.
Yeah. So Joe's friend is...
That's in a violation of parole. You can't be a parolee and hang out with other felons.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So Joe, a husband, shouldn't have invited this jackass to his own wife's party. A week ago, he cut the wife's, ankle bracelet off.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you doing? And then the lawyer was always there. God bless that man. He never paid enough.
that poor man.
To mediate in the streets of New York, trying to mediate this back and forth, trying to explain, like, look, like, you can't come in. And so then the man says, no one's going to tell me, not the government, not the mob. I'm like, what?
Yeah, he's so drunk. He was like, he was the Guido version of Ray from Real Housewives of New York. You know, at the party, just like being such a disaster. And like,
he was at least a good time.
Yeah, I have charity for poor people. Like, that was, I felt like he was like the Guido felon version of that, where I'm like, no, more on him. The cameras, follow him.
Get this guy, cameras over there.
Why do we not have more of him?
I know.
We had 10 minutes of like braiding, what's her name? Not Adriana, but another five vowel name of like going to the daddy daughter dance.
Antonia.
And it's like, okay.
Antonia.
Yeah, yeah. Ugh. I swear this guy, Chris C, was a spillover from VH1's Mob Wives.
Yes.
I think he was like looking for another show, and it's like he had to come out for the ex drunken monkey.
Yeah. Tapings. Have your driver check the call sheet. You were at the wrong taping.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
So, and then he. Then, like many men in the streets of New York, he told Joe Giudice, I put my balls out to you.
Okay. He was that irate over not being allowed to bring a child into an establishment selling alcohol. It's like, get back in your dumb car and go home, bud.
Yeah.
Take the poor kid to McDonald's on the way there. Like, are you kidding me? I mean,
the man even signed a release because he was on the show, so it's like...
Like, Joe tried to put his hand on his shoulder to be like, sorry, bud, and he, like, smacks his hand away. Like, real classy group of people Joe's hanging out with right before he goes away.
Chris C. We didn't even get the full name. We know that's, like, a big long, like, it's probably because it's mob-related. Who knows?
Probably.
I put my balls out for you. Wow, wow. This is as classy as it gets for a book party in the basement.
I feel like that's a loaded statement. Like, what does that mean? Like, I am hooking you up with people I know.
He also said, that's my blood.
Which, talking about his 12-year-old son, it's like, okay, well, they're just not letting your kid into a bar. That's all. Calm down.
I know. Oh, Lord. It's literally like, probably like, I don't know. I don't want to speculate, but who knows? Anyway.
Plus, I mean, he's about to go to prison. There's going to be a lot of people putting their balls out for him. Like, this isn't going to be the first guy. It won't be the last.
Yes.
Oh, thank you. You gave me the drop to say.
Everyone seemed pretty happy with the book.
How they used the same picture. It's like, they didn't even give her a new photo shoot for the book. They used, stock photo for promo for Real Housewives.
I can't believe they got away with that.
And Bravo's been using that same, and they used it again this year. They've been using that same, they used it for Potomac. It's like this white, it's like this fake white living room, like looking outside with like the white sheer curtains and like the just a few chairs, and they make one stand and another one goes like this. And they've been using that more and more.
Bother to Photoshop a different background? That's embarrassing.
No, so they just get it from a different angle for some of the cities. Because Atlanta did it there as well, I'm almost positive. And so they had Teresa sitting on that chair, and that's what they use. So it's definitely like, I don't know how they even got the use of that photo from NBCU for the cover of her book.
Right. I'm wondering if they agreed to it because the lawyer pulled the whole, like, well, she's not coming back to work for you unless you let her use the photo.
Oh, and what are they going to do? They can't take any photos and they need to get the book out.
Oh, book out as soon as she came out. That's a good point.
Yeah.
I would like to point out Teresa wore $785 Aquazura shoes to this party.
How did you know
that? Like, where is this money coming from?
I think it's all borrowed and rented.
I mean, the furs, the shoes, that new car. Like, what the get out of here.
She's got a hookup on all that stuff. I think NeNe Leakes does the same thing. I don't think NeNe has anything in her closet.
None of the... It's so weird.
NeNe owes a lot of money, too.
NeNe owes a lot of money.
She should call Tree. They should talk.
Yes.
Yeah, they should do their bills together.
Yeah.
Call Dolores.
A meeting of the minds.
Yeah, I would love Teresa to start like teaching a like learning annex class about financial management.
That's a great idea. Her next book will be like, Women in Finance, How to Pay Your Bills.
Yeah.
I mean, what would be a catchy title for that? People would, the sad thing is all the tree huggers will buy it.
Yeah, it's such a dedicated
group. Good for them, though. I mean, you know, everyone needs a group. Like, Britney Army, I feel like I'm part of that
one.
Oh,
yes, you are Brit.
Everyone needs to follow someone
blindly.
You're
like, speaking of bad parenting, I support one.
They need to blindly follow someone. You know, so I chose mine a long time ago.
Loyal soldier.
Yes. So, what else can we say? I don't have any news
Rest
and gossip.
In peace,
I have news and gossip.
Ooh.
Okay.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So I forgot we have the stinger. Ashley had her baby. Oh, congratulations. Ashley. August 30th, Cameron Hendricks was born. Now, here's what I did, being the super spy that I am. I was like, okay, so technically it's already been Christmas and she's not yet engaged. Ooh, on the show.
Back. You did the count
and
back.
I used a handy little online, like, predict my due date situation. So if she conceived on December 1st, she should have had the baby August 23rd. So if you bump that a week later to when she actually had the baby on the 30th, then she probably should have conceived December 8th.
Oh.
So she was pregnant before Christmas. And if this stuff is after Christmas, she knew she was preggo. And either they were hiding it.
Yeah, because Joe went in, what, in March? And they're saying he's going in a month.
So yeah, so February.
So, well, I guess, well, how many, don't you have to wait, like,
I think she tried weeks? To do some Phaedra Parks math of being like, I'm not pregnant.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's like, total, they're pulling a total Phaedra situation.
Yeah.
I mean, the other problem with this season is you can tell they're kind of, like, showing stuff. The first couple of episodes, everything was kind of out of order as far as chronologically. Mm. Which I hate when they do that. We're not stupid.
Yeah, we know. We know that.
Listen, Melissa's we're not in the like cast. We're now. Not stupid. Like, we're,
listen,
we're here to analyze everything—the good and the bad. We're supposed to know this stuff.
Yeah. So I just found that interesting. I'm be interested to see how that plays out because it looks like they're about to announce in the kind of mid-season promo situation we saw. It looks like they're going to announce Ashley's pregnant. So I'll be interested to see, like, has she already been engaged at that point?
Right.
That whole thing.
I'm just dying. Now let's take a moment and predict.
Okay.
I'm just dying to know where we go from here.
Yeah.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know where do we go. Like, I mean, these women sat down and paid bills. Teresa's book is out. Joe's about to go into prison. So where do we go? Like, what's next?
I mean, my two predictions is the only drama we're going to get for the rest of the year is they go on one more trip where it's like skiing or something.
In Vermont,
right? And then there's a huge fight during that and then involving Jacqueline, of course. And then Joe goes away. I think that's the only drama we're getting for the rest of the season. It's going to be a long, hard road. Mm-hmm. Frankie, call us.
Please, that's our... I mean, We can only go.
I want something to come from Siggy, though.
We can only go up, like, because right now, I mean, we're already so, I mean, we're lower than Teresa's hairline right now. We can only go up.
The thing is, they just keep doing like these family storylines with each housewife.
That's and the I'm stuff they so need to not do.
Bored.
We're not watching them for family. If we want to see families, we turn on like TLC or something when they have like 20, you know,
the little couple.
Like, the litters.
That's my show.
But it's like we want to see. Rich, or, you know, in parentheses, rich housewives, like fighting with each other.
Exactly.
Drama with each other.
I want to see a weave pull. I need a table flip.
Well, that's it. If you look at, like, even something like all the housewives, but I'm just saying, like, yeah. I mean, you're not seeing so many kids. In fact, you're really not seeing kids at all. I'm trying to think back to Beverly Hills. It's like
you
Portia.
See a little bit of Portia, but not nearly.
They're not driving story.
Yeah, they're not on the. Yeah, they're not a centerpiece on the table that's crawling around. Like, it's insane. Like, we see Gigi, but that's not a child.
No.
That's a goddess. Yeah, you know, that's not even in the same level. But they need to get away from the family. So I'm not watching this for family.
Yeah,
no, I don't want to watch my own family. Why would I want to watch yours? That's insane.
Especially when the families are peppered with the Joes, like Joe Gorga and Joe Giudice, who are just so ignorant and not enjoyable to watch and disrespectful to their daughters and to their wives. It's not like a TLC show.
Right.
You know, it's not heartwarming. Like, I mean, you know, some are more interesting than others. Like, I think, like, Siggy's in a great relationship, and she's also smart enough to keep him off the show.
Yeah, and why aren't we seeing more from her? I feel like she has so much more to offer than teaching her son how to drive. I understand she's a great mother, and, like, nobody denies, like, that's her brand. But I feel like that there's so much more. It's like when we saw her on the first episode with you, like, this, like, Hermes, like, scarf around her and drinking like lobster bisque out of a straw, I was like, oh, she's gonna bring it. And I still feel like there's so much more we're not seeing.
I thought she was gonna be like our Erica Jane.
Yes.
Yeah,
but we're not getting anything.
Well, she's out of the two of the additions, she's the only one that has the potential to bring anything, because Dolores is just, she's too much of a friend to them. She's way too ride or die for Teresa. Yeah. So she's not going to do anything. She's not going to go and square off against Jacqueline because of the things that are going to happen with Teresa. So she's like, she's neutral.
Yeah, she's calm. She's such like a beta. Yeah. Like just.
Yeah.
So the teams are, because obviously there has to be teams. So Melissa and Teresa, and then Dolores, Siggy, and Jacqueline are the other team, right? Am I leaving anybody else?
No.
That's it. But it's like Dolores.
Rosie is the coach on the side who's sneaking into the ladies' locker room.
Oh my God.
And we're done. And we're done.
On this show.
And we're done.
Okay.
Producers, this is what you've left us with. R.I.P. Boo. R.I.P. R.I.P. Boo.
We didn't even get a dog funeral like Sonia. We didn't even get dog ashes lined up.
Dog funeral.
God!
Well, all right. Here's where you can find us. Please share us your thoughts below. I mean, I guess.
Oh my God.
Please support us whether you love us or hate us. And you can find us through our numerous projects out there. You guys can find me over on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And you can find me coming up later this month. My original show on the BitChat app, BIDCHAT, is coming out soon. It's going to be called Grants Rants Hollywood Live. So, of course, it's Grants Rants Hollywood Talk remixed and a new platform. So check it out.
And if you guys want to talk about this low-base bullshit with me, please tweet me. I love talking to you guys on Twitter. I have the same name, same handle for Instagram and Snapchat. It's all at Megan Stecher, MEGANSTECHER.
You can find me on Instagram at Annabelle DeSisto, and you can follow my podcast and subscribe. It's Adderall and Compliments, and we do reality TV shows.
And it's doing so good on the iTunes charts.
Thank you. Oh my gosh, thank you. Yes. And I'm uncensored on there. So if you think, I can stop being so nice, like on here, and be my real self on my podcast.
Yeah, I did put up a new episode coming up the next day, so it'll be up by now. And it's with Jesse Janity, who does Atlanta Housewives and a bunch of ratchet shows here. So yeah, so it's a good tie-in. It's a good show. Check it out. That'll do it for us. For talking about New Jersey, bear with us. We'll be back for more next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.